You're listening to SBS News.
There's little doubt where US President Donald Trump stands on the issue of the border between America and Mexico.
Folks, it's crazy. And then they say, and the wall would help because it would not help. The wall would stop it. Okay, the wall would stop it.
While the controversial border wall may not have been built, the number of asylum seekers at the border has grown over the months due to a hardline policy called metering by the Trump administration that's stopping asylum seekers from setting foot on U.S. soil. Metering was first used by the Obama administration in 2016 after a spike of Haitian migrants trying to enter the U.S. along the San Diego border. Now the Trump administration has expanded it across the entire southern border. Savitri Ave is a 2019 Master of Public Policy candidate at the University of California in San Diego, focusing on U.S.-Mexico relations and migration.
So metering is the practice of limiting the number of asylum seekers processed per day at an official port of entry. And so how is this achieved? Well, it's achieved through something that the Department of Homeland Security has called border access controls, where they station officials right at the international dividing line between Mexico and the U.S. to physically prevent the entry of asylum seekers to U.S. soil, because once they're on U.S. soil, by international and U.S. law, they have the right to seek asylum.
The Trump administration says ports of entry are at capacity, but that they're not turning people away, instead asking them to wait until space opens up in the asylum process. That's left local authorities south of the border and aid groups trying to work out ways to cope with the thousands of people waiting to cross into the U.S. Obed Cuellar works for the aid organization Casa del Migrante.
It's very difficult because every day more people come into the city to try to cross the border to the United States. They come from Guatemala, Honduras, Brazil, Nicaragua, Cameroon. And we give to the people 2 nights and 3 days. We offer food, shelter, room, medicines, anything that they need.
The trouble is that 2 or 3 days that charities are able to help would-be asylum seekers is nowhere near the length of time that they might have to wait to get across.
We were told the wait could be 70 days, but God willing, it'll be less.
Keeping track of asylum seekers for periods of time that could stretch into months is a challenge for the authorities. In Tijuana, a notebook is used to maintain a list. In Piedras Negras, the Mexican town across from Eagle Pass, Texas, the mayor's office uses WhatsApp to move the line. And in Reynosa, people camp on the bridge connecting Mexico to McAllen, Texas. Savitri Ave says the wait brings added danger.
And this wait is very unsustainable for them because they often can't find room in shelters and face dangerous conditions in those border cities.
How many people are allowed to approach the border is up to U.S. officials, and that changes daily. The wait can drag on for months, forcing some frustrated migrants to try to enter the country illegally. President Trump says the U.S. can only take so many asylum seekers.
The system is full, and when it's full, there's nothing you can do. You have to say, I'm sorry, we can't take you.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.